I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi guys, my name is Eniolu Adulua Prince, Bella Cumberland, coming from Victor, and I am on Me, I, and Everything Else podcast, period. You know the vibes. Okay, yeah. Auto.
Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Me, Her, and Everything Else. My name is Stephanie Coker, Ade Rinoku, and this is going to be a very interesting topic, because the battle line is about to be drawn between the Gen Zs and the Millennials. Today on the show, I have the very talented Eniolua, aka, is it Lipstick Boy? Lip Gloss Boy. Sorry, yeah. Mabunu.
No, anyone is fine. Yeah. But you're supposed to give me like the dramatic, like, do you know where you sang like me and everything? You're like, oh, it's Henny.
Sorry, let me do it again.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it's Eniolua.
One key,
AKA the lip boy. The lip, sorry, the lip, the lip. I'm not being shady, I promise.
I'm so glad presenting found you because music would have been such a.
Oh gosh, here we go. You see, this is for any respect. See, Gen Z, do you know how old I am?
No,
do you know my age?
Do you see now? After my feeling respect, but we have to kill this episode, so there's no respect here. We're fighting.
Okay,
we're here,
fine, no problem.
Wait, let's do Battlefield that's been drawn.
Yeah, so this is him already showing himself, you Gen Z people, yeah? First of all, I don't know why you people like to be calling people, not you, because you know you're very well behaved.
Yeah.
But you now see somebody, you now text them, you'll see them on the road, or you'll see the DM, you open the DM, wah, hello, darling. What's that?
No.
Am I your mate?
You know, it's
hi, dear.
It's different. Let me tell you why, because, you know, the way we're trained, I'm not even
which
sure
training? Is this home training?
No, I'm for any training.
Okay,
no.
Go on.
You know, it's different. Like, For example, me now, mm-hmm. Let's say when I was in school, most of the people there were older. So I'm already used to, So I don't say hello, like, I don't know what to say. Should I say good afternoon, ma? Like, so that's why I say, like, I say hello, queen.
No, you're on your own. You don't even.
Yeah, but I know it's fine because I say love to everybody. And my mom says everybody's love to you. So yeah. I say, hello, love, how are you? But you know, like, at a point, you're like, am I sure? Maybe our relationship is standard.
Oh, yeah, everybody does that. Even the baby boomers, when we're talking to them, we'll be like, oh, good afternoon, sis. Good afternoon, mama. Yeah, you know, we don't really know what to say sometimes. We have to gauge the relationship. Yeah. Is this one okay to say this now?
Yeah.
So fair enough, that's fine. But there's some bad breed in your generation that will just open their mouth, wah, and just call you, dear. You're right, darling. I'm not your darling. Are you mad? I can't burn you.
Do you know we are? Yeah. But, you can't actually.
Yeah, well, I mean, well, this day and age since that point. Yeah, exactly. So,
yeah.
What is that about, though? Is it because you people just got, I don't know, parents were tired when it got to you people? They were tired of beating people and smacking people.
You know, that's also a possibility, but you know, my generation is a bit like, you don't, they talk too much, small talk, you know. Like, so, okay. if you talk, you go collect. Like, that's like...
But that's not...
You feel like that's not... But things change now. You cannot, like, let things be the same way, like...
But the thing is now, okay, so now, if you talk... So, that's almost like going into the whole fact of you guys can't even be corrected. In a way, yeah, because it's like if you talk, you go collect. So let me respect myself and my business.
But you know, also Gen Z say something that please, if you cannot train your child, don't let your child bring their rubbish to me because I will help you correct your child. Because you know,
but they can't correct.
Those ones coming?
Gen X.
Like you cannot correct us. To be very honest, it's just that some things were like, like for example, like maybe like for example, my mom, like when I dyed my hair, you know, for example, I dyed my hair for something, and then my mom is like, letting it go. Then the second time I'm like, this woman has not spoken up, because me too, I'm wondering like, mama, your teeth are running, like this. The next thing is that is the premiere not finished, change this thing back. But you know, like for me, I'm like,
I'm gonna keep it, I
listen to you, but like some things, I can't see.
I mean, that's fair enough, because obviously, you know, you have your own identity, you have your own opinions, you have your own mind, and I think you're of age to be able to dye your hair.
Yeah.
But you know, in your parents' home, you're never of age to do anything. I mean, even when you're pregnant, it's like, you should just pretend that you did not have sex.
Yeah, in Nigeria.
Because, yeah, in Nigeria.
No, but do people have sex to get pregnant?
Not in Nigeria. Nigerian parents.
I just
don't
want people
to...
like, you know what you like reminded me of? It's like seeing when I see someone that has a child, I'm like, so you two, you have Auntie Emma shaking in, and like, no, because you know, I've never, like, I'm just like, so
no, but to be honest, no, it's actually quite cringe. I know, and I've said this before recently on the last podcast, actually, we were talking about it, and like, sex in Nigeria, or sex in general, but especially in Africa, is viewed as very, like, I don't know, in a way, taboo,
not to switch off the lights, then say a prayer, and after you say, God, we thank you, Lord, for these gifts that you've given us. Like, now I'm sure, I feel like there are some people that do that. No, are you joking? Okay, oh, crazy. Like, first time I took, you know, my parents were, and I were talking about sex, and then the first time my dad or my mom heard about like giving someone like a, like going down there, like a blowjob, like, hey, and not even finger just got. God for me. Oh,
wait.
So, like, my parents think that thing is wrong. Like, absolute. Like, it is a sin. Like, why you? So, like.
No, wait. Anyway, we have to go back. Yeah. It's like you told your dad and your mom that you gave someone a blow.
No!
What did you just say? What did you say for that? What did you say then?
Oh, no. That's not what I said. Oh. So we're talking about sex.
Okay.
With my parents.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, because you know, like, I know you have three children. Am I ashamed, you know?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, your mom definitely did get jiggy.
You think my mom has had sex before?
I'm not...
Anyway. So we're talking about, you know, and then now we're talking about like things people do now, you know, to enjoy it, because like,
the pleasure, yeah, not just for reproductive, like,
what's that? You have to clear the way. So, you know, it's like, oh, you have to,
you know,
go down there, and you're like, eh? That's an abomination. I think they called you one sodomy or something like that. One word.
What? Because you were talking about giving, like, you know.
Yeah,
head.
It's like it's not allowed. Like, you're just supposed to do what you want. Like, the essence of it is for procreation, not for enjoyment.
What? So your dad was like, was he acting like he's never done it?
Huh?
Was he acting like he's never done it?
No, he has three children.
No, but that part, you know, the fun part.
Oh, no, I don't. He's not acting. I don't think he has ever done it. I don't think that way he's acting. I don't think he has.
You see the difference between you and you, Gen Z, millennial. Now, if I go to my father or my mother now and have this kind of conversation now, and I have children, they'll call everybody. Can you imagine the kind of dirty conversation she came to have with me? Like, no, can you imagine? See, because you guys, you're lucky.
No, but you know, as I'm having this conversation, I'm very scared, because Nigerian brands now, they'll say, any on that Stephanie Coca's podcast on Sun Ozens.
No, now. Nah,
of course. No, you have very good branding now, so yeah, I'm not scared. No, so everyone's like,
but you're just being honest, because at the end of the day, you guys are more, it's good though, because you're more free to talk about things that millennials weren't able to talk about. And to be honest, society should kind of, in that respect, should be getting better if you guys are more free. But it seems to just be going downhill. So,
no, you know, I say that things are changing. So it's not like things are going down, you know. It's just that, like, Wait, change is constant. And since that
you know, Buhari promised change. No, that's no. The word change is a problem in Nigeria.
We come against that. I'm not talking about that kind of change. Uh-huh. We're talking about like change, like real change. And because like social media has now become very like common, it's out there. So now, things that you didn't used to see before, which actually existed, you're just seeing them on social media.
Yeah, that's very
and
our
representation now makes you see, like, ah, there's someone like me that is there. Mm-hmm. I can continue to live my life like that. You know, see, it would be Moshane Sora before. Maybe it's only the lady that used to like be like that on like
Social media.
But now it was like, there's any, you know, so like I can do that. So now,
exactly. There's more representation. So it's kind of good. People are talking more. But yeah, ultimately it is social media and internet that has also helped you people, Gen Z people.
Yeah.
So talking about this access that you guys have and exposure.
Yeah.
Now, for a millennial, you know, go to school, look for internships, all those kind of things. But you people think we are daft. Should we? Most of you generally, yes.
No, slow, not daft.
Wow.
I'm so sorry.
Wow. Okay, so a lot of you millennials think we're slow.
Yeah.
Why do you think? Please explain. Please elaborate. Sorry,
I don't even think like, before they follow me. Do you know like more millennials follow me than Gen Z's? But you know, I don't think anybody thinks it's daft. I just think like, you know, like as a Gen Z, like when I want, if I need something from you, I know to ask for it. I'm like, why am I wasting my time? If you say no, you say no. If you say yes, you say yes.
Okay.
And I move on with my life. Like a typical millennial feels like, you have to go through the process of like, I wake up and it's like, for example, do you know my dad doesn't think like I have a job. My dad like messages.
Your dad thinks you're jobless.
Yes. He messages me like, when am I going to get a job? I'm serious, like I'm saying this. Like you're like, oh, so when are you going to get a job? I'm like,
I'm not shocked.
Yeah, so now I'm applying to be a lecturer in Unilag.
Is that what you told him? Or is that what you?
No, that's the next stage.
Oh, you actually want to be a lecturer in Unilag?
No, I'm not sure I want to be, but you know, because I don't have a job.
Oh yeah, because you're jobless. Got it. Oh.
Yeah. So now, I'm not serious. I have to. So like, when I wake up now, Unilag students, are you listening to me? Very soon, I'll be your class. But you know, like that's like different. So everything is step by step. But we were like fast. We
you guys are fast. Done. That's why you guys think we're slow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's because you guys don't like to actually go through some of the processes, as you said.
Because we've seen that it's possible not to.
Yeah, but the processes actually help you in the future as well. Like the experiences that you, you know, the journey you go on. But you guys just want to jump from A to Z.
Because the difference is that this process that they've so much told us about.
Yeah.
We've seen the forward. And the forward doesn't look exciting as well. So like, everybody says...
where we are now.
Yes, in Nigeria now. See the way they've handled it.
that's not because of the millennials or Kenny's fault now.
That's who...
Well,
but when you guys were
but if you guys were there, now what would be happening?
I say you guys, my mommy has slapped me twice.
It's all right, it's fine. Uh-huh. If we put Gen Z there now, okay, what do you think?
We don't see. To be honest, I think that really in a country is not easy. We're not talking about
exactly
like ordinary company alone. People are dying, but like really, nobody thinks it's easy. We're just saying that. If these people have told us that there's this process and this process has not worked, why do they want us to keep?
But it does work. I mean, like, especially it does work now. It's just that you guys think we are slow and you guys think you are sharp. They are over sharp. It's worrying Gen Z at the end of the day.
But you know, I agree with you at some point because some of these things that you think like are more.
Yes.
Like we get to the front and you're like, they were saying it was true, sharp. Because like experience always like
madness. Yeah, because I heard that you people don't believe in work experience. Like, why would I be working for free? Yeah, anytime.
I worked for free, Sha.
You did?
Yes, ma'am. No, because when I came to... My parents don't stay in Lagos.
Okay.
And so, you know, everybody feels like... You know, I used to say, everybody feels like when they're talking about, like, gang, for example, like, I'm like, oh my God, children are rich kids. Right?
Okay.
Right? But, yeah. I mean,
I know you have your gang.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like everyone's like, oh, children are rich kids and stuff like that. I mean, there's the point where like, oh yes, parents are... But you know, my parents didn't grow up in Lagos. And I said it's easier for people's parents grow up in Lagos because you have like connection.
Okay.
Your father shall know one person in the hospital. Right.
Why in the hospital? Okay, go on.
No, well, like, somewhere, I'm just saying, or police station or something. But
yeah.
Like, yes, now that's the common... to have connection there. But you know, so like me, I did work experience. Like I worked in Bamboo. I worked for free. I worked at Red.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
I mean, no work, but interested.
Okay, but do you think that helped you in any way? Like, did it help you with what you're doing now?
And yeah, it showed me poverty. At
what?
Some point.
When, your work experience.
No. I don't say poverty, before people. But like, it showed me, to be very honest, the positive side, it showed me how to, you know, there's strategy, there are plans. People don't just do things.
Yeah.
There's a reason why there's a community manager. There's a reason why there's a producer.
Yeah.
There's a reason why there's a camera person. Jiggets. And that's my night. Yeah. There's a reason. But like, you know, that's what I've seen. Now that I've seen, the money I make in a month, even if I worked for 2 years in Bamboo.
Mm-hmm.
No, don't let me use Bamboo because Bamboo is a very good place. But even if I worked for 2 years.
In a company.
In that. Yes. Mm-hmm. The money I make in a month, I cannot make it. That's the difference. Yes.
Oh, so the money you make influencing, right?
Yes.
You couldn't make it. You can't make it.
You work for 2 years there.
You still can't make that money.
You can't make that amount of money.
Okay, good. So this goes into our next topic.
You've seen that side. So you're like, if there's a possible way like this, why should I?
Right. Okay. So, and that brings me to the whole, you know, social media and influencers and the Gen Zs.
Yeah.
You know, because you guys really, really caught onto the wave at a great time when social media was picking up and people started getting paid, you know.
Yeah.
We suffered and we're posting our content for free.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody was paying us.
I agree.
But
that's why
we're happy to have done that for you people.
So
yeah. It's okay. We have done it. Yeah, we have helped people's markets. So now there are a lot of young people that want to become influencers, which is great because it is at the end of the day a job. You're getting paid and it's legal. But people that have studied maybe medicine, for example, I don't know, they now say that, okay, they want to go into just becoming an influencer.
Yeah.
And like you said, like, their parents might look at them like, I don't understand. You said you wanted to become a doctor.
Yeah.
And now you're telling me you're taking pictures on Instagram on an app and you're telling me you're getting paid. Like, how hard is it? Because you said your dad already thinks you don't have a job. Mm-hmm. But how hard is it really to explain to your parents?
I'm always scared of doing interviews because my brother, I'll be like, after this interview, I hope I not say anything that. You know,
don't worry, we'll edit.
Yeah, I don't know.
You'll be fine, we'll edit.
Yeah. You know, I'm thinking of, to be honest, I mean, it looks like what social media influencers are many, but they're not. It just kind of, I know these spaces are saturated based on you see so much content.
Yeah.
And that's also because a lot of people like post on Instagram that genuine pictures. You know, sometimes I see street men. I'm not, I'm like, why are you posting on Instagram? Don't you have things to do? Like,
oh, right. I see what you mean. Yeah. Because I think about that sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, Instagram and those kind of apps is actually work.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see some people that don't really get paid,
why are you stressing yourself
every day?
Why are you, like, are you trying to get followers too? Like,
because
it's work for you.
Yeah, because it's work. Actually work.
I notice that people actually like care to document like their
But some people actually just like to document.
Because I have like my friend, I'm always like, why are you posting picture? Who is seeing it? Like,
oh, shady.
No, that's not shady, but it's like, but then I noticed that.
Sorry, friend.
It's work for, you know. Today, and it's crazy.
No,
I can say crazy, right?
Yes. Yeah.
It's crazy because now what you're saying is so true. You feel so dumb sometimes because you're like, you wake up in the morning and the first thing I'm thinking of is that, hey, God, 30,000 likes, that's small.
Yeah.
And then our episode is like, 30,000 likes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nah, that's like low number.
My career
is dying. My career is, I need to look for something.
Okay. And this is the thing. This is how we have to go into mental health now, because now exactly you thinking like that, like 30,000 likes and all those things. And this is why people might start to think that, is this really a sane job? Like, does this even make sense? Like, because if you're sitting in a conversation with maybe like some of your friends at work, they're bankers, for example, or they're, because you're, how old are you again? You're like, you're, early Gen Z. You're under 25, right? So most of your friends are probably, you know, 20, just entry level, right? So you sitting with them and talking about likes and things like that, they're gonna be like, what the hell, like, this guy's not serious. But you're making more money than them, right? But then you are more fixated on the engagement, and then when the engagement is not what you want and you're young, how do you not feel like that plays a really takes a big toll on your mental health at some points?
So you know, I know that this mental health topic is like a thing, but I don't think my part of Gen Z thinks about that. I know that people always talk about like mental health, but like me, I don't. Like, I'm like, work. Work is very important for me.
You know. Okay, but, so you see it as work.
Yes. Before I even like answer that, you know, you were saying something about other young people and the mom and then, you know, it's also very scary because I know like young people may be watching and be thinking, oh, they make more money down or less interesting. But you know, it's also very scary because you never know. You're just praying that, oh God, I hope this thing continues. Like, it's such a fickle career path. It's like, tomorrow you can wake up and everybody's like, you know, Shelly, I don't like you anymore.
Yeah.
And then, like, that's the end. So, no money. And so, like, I mean, you're thinking about, and that's why I know, like, my parents could be very bothered because I'm like, oh, they've seen this child. Oh, you're very brilliant too. You finished first class. You have your master's at 21. Why don't you like?
Oh, come on.
But like, so why don't you like just go and grow through the ranks? And that's why it's scary for me too, because I'm like, I want to wake up at 50 and I'm seeing like my mates who was, and then they're like head of banking in something. And then there I am like thinking,
no, there you are taking pictures, posting. I mean, it's not a bad thing, but you know, you guys are like a prototype.
Yeah.
Because you're the first of its kind. We don't know what somebody that went from 21, 30 years in influencing looks like.
Yeah,
so do you see yourself influencing for 30 years? Because I've never actually thought about it. And just because it hasn't been done doesn't mean that it will look silly. But truthfully, if you're sitting in a room with your friends that are like board of directors and they're, you know, one's a doctor, one has three masters, and then you're sitting there like, oh yeah, I'm an influencer, you know, I influence people. I mean, right now, obviously, it sounds like, I mean, I wouldn't really want to, I don't know, to be honest. I don't know if I would be like, comfortable, because you know they could kind of make you feel
inferior. I mean, it's really distracting and you have to be very careful, because you know, I think about it too, because you're so distracted with this thing you forget to do any other work. So for example, like, you have to consciously say to yourself, oh, this social media thing, this is what it is, but I have to also like go and do like masters or go and do something, because everybody's just going like career wise and then because you're working already and you don't need that to grow. Like, someone who works in, let's say for example, a accounting company probably has to do masters to know that they have to reach this certain level. But I don't have to do any masters to reach any certain level. And so I'm here just being like, philandering. You don't want to go to university. And so I have some friends that are like social media and they're like, and so I'm like, I was talking to one on Friday, are you not still going to go to university? I'm like, why? What am I going to use it for? Like, what's the point?
Oh,
because
wow.
It's to him, it's like, I'm making so much money than I would make it. Like, but you nobody knows the future. Nobody. So it's just like, all on roll, Jesus Christ.
So,
I hope I'm doing this thing well.
So do you think like, I feel like maybe influencing is kind of like another creative industry, sector in the creative industry, because it's like when people said they wanted to be DJs and actors and things like that, people would look like, but this thing, is it going to make money? Is there money there? And, you know, people are making money now. So, maybe possibly influencers might be a sustainable job. We don't know. But having said that, it is quite dangerous, because you saying you don't want to go to university because you're making so much money on an app.
Yeah.
You know, and let's be specific, it's apps. So these are apps. These are not like your websites that, you know, people come to. And even with websites, we've seen blogs that have died. Yes. Yeah. It is kind of important for the younger people to know that,
I think education is very important. I say it like a lot.
Just might need to go to school,
Okay, let's say, well, it's not very important, but just have it just in case. Like, let me know that if anything happens, I have somewhere to go and pick it from. Like, but I don't even know if, like, do you want to be an influencer? I mean, the room is full of, like, young people. Like,
does anybody want to be an influencer here? You.
You know, she has so many qualities that.
She's like a model. So you want to be an influencer? There's four of you on the wall here, right? How many of you want to be influencers? Three. Do you want to be an influencer?
It's not sure. I feel
camera work is not enough for you, right? You want to be an influencer. So 4 out of 4 of these young people actually want to be influencers. Yeah. One wants to be a superstar, but that's a discussion for another day.
I was thinking like how I was going to say, because it's, you know, he's a very proud musician person.
So you know what? People think that millennials are jealous.
Yeah.
There's this thing, a feeling that you guys think we're jealous of you.
I don't know if it's jealousy. I just feel like a lot of millennials think like Gen Z had it easy. And so, like, you're like, No, and I don't think it's based on, like, when it comes to, like, work, because, you know, like, there are less jobs now for, like, young people. But I mean, like, when it comes to, like, fame and stuff, everybody's just like, you just posted one video online and you became, like, a viral sensation.
Yeah, but I get that, but I don't believe that. And that's only because I'm in the industry, but I think that people do feel like that. But again,
you have to work hard to sustain it.
Exactly. And there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes. But yeah, to an extent, you people, you have had it easier now because you had TikTok.
No, but we also,
TikTok.
It's different. It's different. Well, there are TikTok stars and there are Gen Z stars. Like, it's like calling Rema a TikToker. I don't think anybody sees me and says TikToker, because I mean, I use TikTok, but then I've done more work than just being on TikTok.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like, or calling like, calling like an Arista a TikToker, or like a Priscilla Ojo a TikToker.
Okay, so you guys are,
so you know there are TikTok stars, like people have millions and thousands of followers on TikTok.
Okay.
Because they do, you know, slow-mos, others, mimicking, that's different.
So they're not influencers?
Some of them are influencers. You know, like, some transition to be, like, influencers from... They don't now call them TikTokers. For example, like, a soft media, people say, oh, it's an influencer. Beauty goddess, people say influencer. Influencer.
Not a TikToker.
Not a TikToker. Because now they've transitioned to, like, influencing for brands.
So, like, is a TikToker less than an influencer? Tell me about
that. Hey, then we finish with TikTok. I don't think it's less, but...
But, like, is there...
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm so scared, guys. I don't think they're not less than because they have fame, they have numbers, and like, you know, like, there's TikTok clouds, like TikTok is an app on its own. There's always drama, like some drama happening, and you know, a lot of young people use TikTok, like, compared to like older people, but like, people don't see when you're just a TikToker as like a celebrity.
Celebrity, that's very good. Well, so do you guys actually view yourselves as celebrities as well?
You know, like, Gen Zs are very humble people, and so when
you are very what people, you
know,
humble.
You know, wait, oh, are humble, but we're also humble. I think like people like are in the industry because you know, the industry is also based on very so much respect. Like everybody, like, you have to respect, like, because I'm not going to lie, I understand like the work that people like you have done. I mean, I grew up watching you on TV, so that's like different. So you know, there's still respect, but you so you don't. I know. Like,
wait, did you just try to tell me that I'm old again? That you grew up?
No, I'm not saying old. I've seen so much work that I've done. It's like me, 10 years from now, I'll still be young, though, because, 10 years from now.
So
like,
you will still be young, but me, I'm old.
No, like 10 years from now. You know,
don't worry, maybe my daughter will grow up watching you people's videos.
Exactly. So your child will be, I grew up watching you, but then everything will be there.
Everybody will be standing.
Yes, everything will be standing. So, you know, so if someone says, like when people comment, oh, this celebrity, I'm always like, so you guys see me, like, oh my God, I feel so special.
Yeah,
you know, you don't want to ever accept it because it's like, I'm a celebrity. But yeah, people know you, but you know, there's not like TikToker.
Influencers.
Celebrity. Like Irema, like an Ira star.
Yeah, but that's different, right? Because, okay, so now so the difference between an influencer and then like maybe Irema, who's a celebrity, right?
Yes.
Is because he's got this talent that we can see, which is singing. So now,
no, but I have talent.
Because this is the issue now.
Oh my God,
because you know, sometimes brands might call celebrities influencers. Yeah. I mean, celebrities are also influencers. Yes. Some celebrities are anyway. And sometimes celebrities actually get a bit irritated because they're like, "I'm not an influencer.
Yes.
Like I'm an
which
actor.
I agree. You're an actor.
Yeah, or you're a presenter. Yes. Or you're this. Yeah.
Yes.
So
and so people make it kind and say social media celebrity. So they'll say, oh, and is a social media celebrity.
Oh, yeah, social media. Oh, okay,
So you're saying, oh, you're a celebrity. Say, okay, oh, you're a social media celebrity. But then, you know, there are also things that increase your brand equity. Like, for example, I'm a brand ambassador for something. I'm like, So there's people are popular on TikTok. They may not popular on Instagram or.
So what's your talent?
My talent. Wow. You don't know my talent.
No, what is your talent?
No, because I don't sing, neither do I dance.
Yeah, so you're a comedian.
I don't do comedy skits, though. I don't.
I want to pinpoint your
famous
talent.
For being famous.
It will.
No, like, yes. Period. That's like, it's like, what's Kim Kardashian's talent?
Well.
But she has created, like, a reality series. So I create content that everybody enjoys.
Well.
And so, like, helps you.
We all know Kim's talent.
Wow! No. Oh my God, but you know, guys, I was going to talk about. See, I'm not going to escape this conversation because I've said it that way next we're seeing.
But,
because I'm going to talk about how jealous we are of Stephanie Cook and her husband's relationship. Because today they're in London, tomorrow night, Paris, and having dinner. Like, imagine you people travel for. Like, you actually wake up in the morning and say, Elaine, today I'm going to travel and just travel to Paris.
Please don't say that because I want to travel again. No, and he's telling me that we just went somewhere.
She's wearing designers all true from shoot.
Please.
Eh? Yeah, even planning on traveling again. God, you see, let me tell you the truth.
You should come. You create content.
You know, I should come.
Yes, like same. You said that you're a content creator. Yeah. So the thing.
Wait! I'm going to say something because you know, like when I sleep in the night and you know, I don't plan to get married. But you know, when I see,
you don't plan to get married.
No, but when I see,
hold on. That's another thing about you, Gen Zs. A lot of you say you don't want to get married. Why? We millennials make marriage look so bad that you guys don't want to get married?
It feels like. Box, like as if they put me inside a box. Someone had to see me, like even in my dating when I'm dating, like now, like you know, because I have to date, obviously.
You don't have to date, it's not mandatory.
Have to date, so how will I? The times that I'm lonely, what will I do? I'll just be having
this toys, but continue,
yeah. But like you know, so because I have to feel to your accent now. when I have to date, so for example, when I'm dating now, like you know, I don't like it to when someone says, oh, that's my boyfriend, I don't like it to like just let us know there's something, but don't say it.
Yeah, what is
yeah,
up
so
with that?
You don't start saying, that's my boyfriend. I'll start feeling uncomfortable. I'm like, female, leave me.
You have commitment issues.
No, and I'm not doing anything with any other person. Mm-hmm. Do you know the problem? It's when you call me that, I will not start having commitment issues. I'm like, that's where the problem is. Why? Why are you trying to make me enter a box? Like, I don't have commitment issues.
Wait, who scarred you people? Like, why are you guys traumatized?
I want to be in something.
But you don't know what it is.
Don't call it any. Don't say I have. You're my boyfriend. Just let me be.
So if we're dating now, what will I call you?
Just any. Like why
so? Oh,
dating,
so where's my? Oh, there's my any. Is that what you want?
Abu, a love. I call everybody Abu too.
Yeah,
so
basically, I would be like everybody.
Wait, but if I'm giving you everything you want communication. I give you. You want? I give you. You want? Dates. I give you dates. Why is the problem the term? Must we add name to it before everybody's satisfied?
Yeah? Wonderful.
Exactly. And so I want children, shall but marriage.
Oh, so you just want the children. I will not grow up.
What if today I'm not?
Your marriage is not bondage, though. Why are you guys making?
Open the door. Let me walk out. So I don't.
I don't understand.
No, but if it's your kind of marriage, you know, say when I'm on my knees in the morning, I say, God, you know, I say I don't want marriage, but if it's this guy, the way they will fly me, I'm like,
No, but you know, marriage has
good
days.
What was your Christmas gift?
Oh, goodness.
What was your Christmas gift?
But you know, marriage.
What was that part?
It's just the one bag. What? But, and some cash. Yes, this man.
A Birkin! Oh. Sorry, don't want guys to worry. Just got
Marriage is not good every day and it's not bad every day. It's not bondage. So you guys need to... Why, I don't know who scarred you people.
When you saying yes, have you been in it before? Have you seen...
Shots
have
fired.
You entered?
Anyway, it's Gen Z, so it's no disrespect.
No,
good for you.
No, but even though, everybody's like, some days is good, some days is bad.
Yeah, no, it's not bad. When I say bad, it's like, maybe the person will annoy you. It's like being in a friendship and then somebody gets on your nerves and you're so annoying. And you know you can't really leave because you know, like, when you're
exactly,
boyfriend, like, girlfriend,
I want to, like, get out. Like,
why? See, but it's not that deep.
Even then. Even the marriage is like every time, you know, my parents are pastor. Every time there's always shingba happen to shingba. Like someone come and tell daddy, something happened to my marriage today. I've not even seen anyone. So maybe it's also when, maybe my parents' son makes me happy a little, right? Mm. Beyond that. And you know, even something like everybody says, my parents' marriage helps because you don't want your father to slap you from wherever he's. So
everyone says that.
Yeah. So everybody's always coming to tell a story and like, I've not seen anything glorified.
No, but there's
the only thing I've seen is children.
I think the thing is, people that are happy in their marriage aren't on social media telling you how happy they are. You know, people come to social media when they want, you know, the online in-laws to get involved in their issue that they have with the marriage. People don't come on. Yes, we'll show you, like, okay, maybe we travel somewhere or we're having fun or whatever, but we're not going to say, There's only some people that are a bit, I mean, very, what's the word now? I don't even know what word is. Cringe, annoying, irritating a bit. Well, they want to show everybody that they're in love.
Oh, I get that they'll use quotes to cover the girl, it's a bit,
that's just like...
Yeah, it's true. The camera was in there. You just blitzed.
Yeah. So there's some things, some people that are unrealistic, right?
Yeah.
But people that are in realistic marriages that are happy are not necessarily going to come online every day and be like, guys, look how happy we are. We're having so much fun in our marriage. So maybe because you're always seeing your set always seeing bad marriages, breaking down, divorcing, all those things, I don't think that's jaded.
You know, I like to do everything based on, I like to do everything based on essence or truth. Like, so, what is the, like, when I'm working, I know I'm working because someone will give me money at the end of the month.
Okay, so what's the essence?
So what, like, what's the goal? What am I trying to achieve?
Oh, I see.
Yes, like, what's, so, if I can still have children outside it, why? If it's that, oh, then they're not saying, oh, that. Another thing, like, another person, you see, I've even done the research. The other option they will tell you is that, oh, you have someone to grow.
Gold with, yeah.
But you have friends now. No, but interestingly, you have friends, 50, 20 friends can, that's the point. So in future you still have more.
Would you be okay with this if you could change partners every 10 years?
Right. Why would I'll be with someone for 10 years. Jesus.
10 years is long. Hey, Will. So even 5 years. Okay, if you could change partners every 5 years.
So there are people out here being with people for like 10 years.
Yes, no, I've been married for like 6.
No, that's marriage.
Oh, you mean like cohabitating? Yes.
10 years.
Yes, people that are not married and just believe
in the podcast. I'm having malaria. Automatic.
I just want to know who traumatized you, people.
I don't. Was it really us millennials
or was it the baby boomers? Because
it's I don't think nobody has given me a reason. The only reason that I can
because a lot of Gen Z people think like this, they actually don't want to get married.
We can get into marriage if it's marrying for money, like. Timmy Otedola is taking a shower, but like,
I will.
No, I mean, no, I'm never saying because Izzy has money, you know, that's like different, and like, that's such a beautiful couple.
I love that. I love the patch.
But you know, if I'm marrying for money,
yeah, you're just saying you have to, there has to be a purpose, everything, yes, you guys
exactly.
Do.
Like, let there be an essence,
yeah,
like,
that's what's the point.
I don't think love is a strong reason enough because it used to disappear and appear. So I don't think it's like, and when it disappears, what will I do? And I'll be saying, because people have put this entity deal.
Yeah, but
I
it doesn't disappear.
And because I'm even on a social media influencer, I can have a relationship on social media that doesn't even exist in real life. And nobody will know. So when it's to, we'll come together and do our this thing, our couple videos.
Wait, have you ever done that before? Have you had a relationship online that doesn't really exist offline?
I mean, I put like, as if there is, but... I'm not a relationship influencer. You know, they're relationship influencers.
Yeah, but you used to give it dating advice.
Yes, but that's based on my experience now. That's what I'm saying. I've dated so many people that I don't.
How many people have you dated, Enioluwa?
We need our education to write it down. Is that what? Yes, now. So, like, there's so much experience that I can tell people.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, I'm telling from Gen Z side now, based on, like, dating experience, not millennials, because. Because you know, it's a different sex, but from my point of view, like, you know, say for example, I don't attach anything to it, just
it's casual
vibes. That's it. On this note, it's
well,
vibes.
Today has been a vibe with Enioluwa. I wonder, period. I believe I've really stood up for the millennials today, but I'm actually just like, wow, you guys are quite interesting. Wait. Your outlook on life is interesting.
Do you know, can I say something?
You guys are definitely traumatized.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't know why you wouldn't want to get married.
But we live in Nigeria. We're living in Nigeria, so we can't be traumatized because it's you people that have stayed here for a very long time.
You guys are leaving us here.
Most of us have left now. You know, see that they opened the UK embassy and see the queue. Kui. Where are you? But it's not even that. I don't even want anybody to see at the end of the day. Let me say this to the camera. I don't even want anybody to think that we're in competition with anybody or like there's a versus between Gen Z and millennials.
No, we love each other.
I'm Gen Z, but like, do you know, like my friends say that I'm of a millennial because, you know, from music, I listen to like Whitney, Aretha. Like, I've been knowing all this old stuff.
Are you maybe. Even millennial? I didn't show you. Even older than us. I don't even listen
to. Yes. So, you know, I'm very mature in psychology.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I went to school early.
No, I just think, I don't even think, this is not a versus, guys. This is more of just trying to understand.
Yes, understand the this generation.
Generations and understanding the way you guys are and you also understanding us millennials.
Yeah.
And I think there's something.
I went to school with most millennials. So.
Oh, yeah. So, just for us to understand our generations better. Because we can both help each other.
Yeah, let's shake hands.
Yeah. So.
Guys,
it's Oh my god!
Diamond! This one is not crystal.
Who let him in the building? Oh my god. Anyola, thank you for coming on. Oh my gosh, you see him. He wants to put me out there.
Okay, guys, bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye, guys.
So he's going to do the outro today. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, do it. Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. So I'll do the outro.
Me, Her, and Everything Else.
Give me a bit.
Yeah, so you on the Me, Her, and Everything Else podcast. Go on.
Doom. I don't know. Doom. Okay, now, so we're wrapping up here, and me and everything in podcast is Annie, Stephanie,
hey.
And bye-bye. Oh, yeah, shut off your phone, put off your data, bye-bye. Don't forget to subscribe, turn
hey.
Up the notification bell, and follow us on Instagram.
Come on.
It's me, and everything is me, and everything is me, and everything.
Hey. Go, Annie, follow Annie. On Instagram. Oh my gosh, we'll point his handle. Thank you so much for coming on. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.